This is St. Louis Public Radio. A play by New Jewish Theater takes a look at the constraints placed on women in the early 1900s, marrying early and within their race. As St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports, intimate apparel also helps the theater company expand beyond its typical boundaries with a diverse cast.
A woman needs a handyman to take care of her home.
Characters Mamie and Esther understand that in 1905, most women in Harlem have to have a man to survive.
Load it up.
Esther is a seamstress. She sews intimate apparel for Mamie, a singer and sex worker, along with other clients who become each other's confidants. Esther's handiwork includes corsets, those stiff, painful undergarments of the era.
These corsets are actually characters in the play.
Kathleen Sitzer is artistic director at New Jewish.
You can just see when they're being put on what kind of strictures and confinement are being put on them physically. So that's a physical representation of what's going on in their lives.
Much of Esther's life is spent creating lingerie for other women's honeymoons, but marriage passes her by. Then Esther has a romantic near miss with a white fabric merchant named Mr. Marks. He insists that she deserves an exquisite piece of blue cloth embroidered with gold and encourages her to buy it.
It means I'll go without sugar for a week. Will that make you happy?
It makes you happy. It makes me happy.
Oh, Lord, I do want it.
But when Esther's darker hand grasps Mr. Mark's paler one, he quickly pulls away.
The color won't rub off on you.
No. I'm sorry, it's not that. Please. My religious belief doesn't permit me to touch a woman who isn't my wife or my relative.
Mr. Marks is an Hasidic Jew. Esther is African American. The attraction they feel can never blossom. Jim Butts, who plays Mr. Marks, says the scene is about more than an examination of xenophobia. Jacqueline Thompson, who plays Esther, chimes in.
What I'm interested in is where the barriers are necessary, like how far one can go in their identity as a Jewish man or as an African American or whatever it is, and say, if I cross too far, I cease to be what I am.
So it's not necessarily tragic.
It's there's tension.
Yeah.
It's ambiguity and tension.
There's also tension in the other relationships in the play, including the friendships between the women. Their interactions take place in a series of lush boudoirs.
Need I say more?
Andrea Purnell plays Mamie, the sex worker. Purnell walks a fine line that director Gary Barker wants her to nail.
This tension in this scene between happy for you, but I'm losing something.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to change in her life is going to mean that you're losing your friendship with her.
It's a moment in which Mamie encourages Esther to take a big step in her life toward respectability.
My dear, you are going to go to socials and other ridiculous functions and drink lots of lemonade.
Yeah, you timed that out really nicely there at the end, Andrea. That was really nice.
The play gives New Jewish Theater a nice opportunity to shake up its casting. Artistic director Kathleen Sitzer says it's not that often that dramas with Jewish themes call for African-American actors.
Part of my role is to find ways to bring other audiences into this theater to learn something about the Jewish experience.
Intimate Apparel by Len Nottage runs through February 12th at the Jewish Community Center in Grieve Coeur. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.